This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
All right, all you gotta do is hit the right button, right? I'm Joe Mancini, your host, just on the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, thanks for joining me. I consider it an hour of sanity, a new hour of sanity, right? I mean, with all the stuff going on today, for those of you who celebrate, happy Good Friday. And it is good for those of you who understand the true meaning of why Jesus came, you know, what was going on, that kind of stuff. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're spending on the air and in the chat room. Wow. And texting and just getting involved. I want you involved as a whole. As I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, I love this stuff. I love Romney. I got so much I want to talk about. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, like I said, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can give me your email address. We send out an email once a week. And I do appreciate the time that you spend reading it and responding and that kind of stuff. God bless America. And you can give me your cell phone number. So here's how this works. We found out that Google, and look, we're not the big guy, but the more the small of us they can block, take down, and keep from getting their message out, the better it is for them. So we found out that some of you, because you sent us copies of the emails that were in your spam filters, that some of you are being blocked from receiving our emails. That our site, by Google, has been marked as a spam site. Isn't that wonderful? Now, it's not just our site. I mean, we belong to a group that actually hosts Alan West and a few other sites. Quite a few other sites, actually. And I think the whole server, the whole group has been marked because we're conservative. Because we have a conservative operation. You see it happening with Facebook. We found out today that Facebook's new algorithm, right, is stopping shares from going out properly. And again, we don't rely on Facebook. I'm just simply making a statement. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So Romney has reared... Now, I know some of you like this guy. I'm sorry, but too bad, I don't. I have no respect for this man whatsoever anymore. I can't. He says that the Mueller report left him sickened at the extent and persuasiveness of dishonesty and misdirection, not of Mueller, right? Utah Senator Mitt Romney on Friday added his thoughts of the release of the redacted version of the special counsel report. The former GOP 2012 presidential candidate agreed that it was good news that President Trump could not be charged with conspiring at Russia. The alternative, Romney said in the statement, would have taken us through a wrenching process with potential for constitutional crisis. Right? Now the government, well, he's hoping the government can move on, but it can't. Right? It's good news that there was insufficient evidence in, to charge the President of the United States with having conspired with a foreign adversary. You know, and again, if you think back over the years, we have had relationships with Russia and others from a standpoint where we have to protect Europe, or help to protect Europe, I'd say. Now, Romney has had contentious relationships with President in the past years. He was sickened at the extent and the persuasiveness of dishonesty and misdirection by individuals in the highest office of the land, including the President. Now, what I love is, so you're telling me, you know, it's really funny that everybody's harping on the comment that the President made about, I'm screwed. You know, a special counsel, I'm screwed. They don't go on and speak to the rest of what he said. He's been told by people around him, he's been told by people in public service for years, that basically, if there's a special counsel named, even if he's innocent, the special counsel thing will slow his presidency down to a crawl. And he was right. And they were right, for all intents and purposes. This president, well, he had his feet in the mud, and not because of his fault, but he had his feet stuck in the mud, feet stuck in, the molasses, because of this investigation. Right? He said, I'm also appalled that, among other things, fellow citizens working in the campaign for President welcome help from Russia, including information that had been illegally obtained, that none of them acted to inform American law enforcement, and that the campaign chairman was actively promoting Russia interests in the Ukraine. He doesn't know this. He doesn't know any of this. Right? He's working in the campaign for the president welcome help. President didn't welcome help from Russia. And I love this thing where, do you think that it was, somebody said that the president's team gave Russia polling information. Seriously. You couldn't get that every day off of Rasmussen, right? Reading the report is a sobering revelation of how far we have strayed from the aspirations and principles of the founders. Special Counsel Robert Mueller report was released into Washington's partisan scrum Thursday morning, he said. The long-awaited report showed investigators did not find evidence of collusion between Trump and Russia. Attorney General Bill Barr declared last month and repeated in a morning press conference that it didn't reveal that the president was involved in anything. But, I mean, if you think about this, why did Romney have to say anything? Not that he holds any weight. Go back into your corner, prove you're one of us, and then come out. Joe Lucido, your host, Sandra Gibb, joins me after the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
All right, so Xander will agree with me on that. Did you hear that part? I don't know what that is. That's kind of like a weird guitar chord. And it reminds me of a really bad, like, 70s beatnik movie where somebody took too many hits of acid, and you know how the camera, like, went in and out. Yeah. Okay, I'm talking to myself. I get it. Anyway, Joe Bassini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE-8. I'm so alone. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring him on. We always have so much fun together. Xander Gibb joins me to help me kick off the weekend. I'm sure he's getting ready for the party. Are you there?
Yeah, which party would that be, Joe? Is it the sleep party? Or
it's
I'm ready for that.
It's the cardboard and ketchup party, is my understanding. Listen. No. I love making fun of British food, and I know you're there, so you have to be careful. But when I'm reading those, the food magazines and stuff, you have to show me. I've not seen one that talked about the great British or English culinary styles. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, there is some good British food, but in general, it's just, you know.
Yeah.
And it's dire.
It's got such appetizing names to it, like, you know, blood sausage and, right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
What?
Mince well, you meat? Know why they changed it?
Yeah, mince
it
meat?
Used to be
really?
Called. Anyway. It used to be called black pudding, but they changed it to blood sausage because it was deemed racist to call it black pudding. Thank you, lefties.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, because, you know, blood sausage just sounds so much more appetizing.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Oh, God bless. No, I mean, if you're just tuning in for the first time, Xander and I always have to kick off the weekend talking about, well, I talk about food. I don't care what he talks about at that point. You know, always, and I always, you know, if you live in England or even France, maybe this is an insult, get on the train. Go to Italy. Get some real food. You know what I'm saying? Hello?
Yeah, just go when the Pope is away, you know.
Oh, all right.
That's the best time to go.
Yeah, there you go. So, I know there's so much you want to talk about, so much in the news. There's the
always.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's really funny because you talk about, you and I during the break, we're talking about the cathedral thing, and I didn't say it to you, but it was funny how many emails I got that day, that night, and right away jumping into, you know, somebody burned it down on purpose and just all this stuff. I go, guys, can you just wait a couple of days? Just give it a couple of days. You know, let's get in there. Let's get it worked out, whatever, and then jump all over this stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I saw a video the first day that it happened, you know, that CNN had put out there, and it was a guy in Islamic garb walking along the top turret. And they were insisting he was putting the fire out, but you know, who knows that he wasn't starting it? You know, I'm not trying to kind of point the finger, but
you know, you might fill the starboard with water or something, you know?
Yeah, whatever. it's just like, I don't know, it's just typical of CNN. You know, oh, he wasn't starting the fire, he was putting it out.
Right. Well, all right, so what blew me over was that I started getting, right away, you started getting the video of the three or four Islamic guys, or Muslim-looking, see, I'll get in trouble for
laughing
that.
Laughing about
care.
It.
Yeah, laughing about it. I'm going, okay, how true is that? Is, you know, is it Photoshopped? How did it happen so fast after? Come on, guys, slow down. You realize that when you come up with all this stuff, we look worse than we actually are, right?
Why?
Because you've got people saying it was the Muslims. You've got people saying that it was, you know, the deep, dark, whatever, because they want to start a fight between the Muslims and the Christians. It's like, how about you give it a day? Let's talk it through. Let's see what happens. You know what I'm saying? You don't agree with that?
What? And then we can show those pictures and highlight.
Well, how about we look and see which ones are fake or real, and then come at them.
Well, that was the seventh church in succession that had been attacked by Muslims in France. So either it's all, you know, I see your point about waiting a day, but either it's all not true or it can't all be coincidental, can it?
So, I mean, would you be trying to say that the pictures I saw of the guys on the ground that were running away with a big smile probably helped the guy that was up on the second or third story? And you know what I'm saying? I mean, is it possible at all in any way, shape, manner, or form that some bonehead, you know, so I say that in a loving way, some bonehead in there with all the chemicals, lit a cigarette, you know, got a torch too close to something. I mean, the timber's only 800 and some years old. I mean, is it possible it could be an accident? Let's start off there.
I suppose it is, but as I said, you know, given that several other churches have been burned down in the area, were they all accidents too?
No, I mean,
are you
I don't
playing
know.
Devil's advocate over there in California, Mr.
I am, Christina? Because what I hate that happens to us on a fairly regular basis, not that this is it, You know, a lot of times you know as well as I do when these stories start, they start to snowball to where they snowball all the way out to ridiculousness. And then we look as big a fools almost as they do at times. You don't agree with that at all?
No, I definitely see what you're saying, but, you know, you got to call a spade, haven't you?
Whoa, that's from the 70s. You ain't that old.
Yeah, I am. I just look young, Joe, you know. Like your wife, I just look young.
Oh, here we go. There we go. Second night. Two nights in a row. Somebody's taking a swipe at me. All right, there you go. So you're thinking with everything that's going on there in France, everything that's going on in Europe with the churches being burned down, that there's a very, in your mind, there's a very good possibility that this was an act of quote-unquote terrorism, if you would.
Yeah, I would definitely think that was the case.
Okay. You're entitled?
But I don't know. It's interesting that Emmanuel Macron, Emmanuel Macron.
Yes, there you go.
the president of France does not see it as a problem. And even the Pope, you know, that, I don't want to be offensive on your show, but that guy was more interested in the emissions from the fire than who had actually done it. I mean, it's only last week he was kissing the feet of Muslims in Africa. You know, I have to say, I have a lot of friends who are Muslims. I don't have a problem with peaceable Muslims. But that there is clearly a movement going on right now in order to cause disorder. And you could say, oh, yeah, maybe it is people trying to cause kind of discord between Muslims and Christians. But why then, if that's the case, why are not more Muslims not speaking out against it?
Well, you know what? That's really funny because remember the guy that we used to have on a regular basis? And I kept asking that question. Why aren't more Muslims screaming about this? And he said, would it really help? We'll discuss on the other side of the break. Joe Mancini, your host, this is The Real Side. Don't go far because Xander Gibb isn't going far. He's going to be with us when we come back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent. Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney on Friday says it was good news that President Trump could not be charged with conspiring with Russia, but Romney, who has had a contentious relationship with the president in recent years, said he was sickened at the extent and pervasiveness of dishonesty and misdirection by individuals in the highest office of the land, including the president. Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings of Maryland says the Mueller report leaves open the idea that Congress can investigate many of the allegations against the president.
Once we find out about all the things, these 10 items under the obstruction that was laid out by Mueller, now that we know about them, we have no choice but to look into them.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo promised there will be repercussions for Russia's meddling in the 2016 election.
We will make very clear to them this is unacceptable behavior, and as you've seen from this administration, we will take tough actions.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Hey, you know what? Head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, and then give me your email address. Don't make me come to your house and get it, right? Just give me your email address. I send out an email once a week. And you know what? If you don't want it, you can just stop it. The other thing is you can donate. That's right, because when it comes to conservative podcasters, commentators, radio show hosts, really, we've been squeezed. That's all I'm going to say about that. Give up that cup of coffee. If you're like me, I know it's only $1.70, but some of you go to that place where it's, you know, $4.99 a cup. Give me your money. Skip two a month. I won't kill you. I'm telling you. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. Let's just bring him on. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week, kind of kick off the weekend. Always appreciate the time that he spends with me. Xander, how are you doing?
Let's do the real side again.
There you go. You know what? Don't you kind of get the feeling? Remember that? Maybe you're too young. Do you remember when they used to hang out at the movie theater like at midnight or 1 o'clock, and the line would go around the corner, and they would be dressed just the weirdest looking people, right?
I've come to a conclusion. For the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah. You know what? I've come to a conclusion. They're all in Congress now.
Kind of a secondary round of it
They're in Congress now, right? Those are the Congress people.
Probably.
We have.
Yeah.
God bless.
Senator Seymour. God.
Save me. Just save me. Brexit. We haven't heard much about Brexit lately. Why don't you give us a little bit of an update? Theresa May, they're going to send her packing her bags or what?
Well, I think they kind of want her out because, you know, she's actually talking about another referendum now. And the way it was left before is that you know, there's been another extension to Brexit till the 31st of October, which is, funnily enough, is Halloween. You know, this has been a total freak show from beginning to end. But here's the concern for me. if they do, they keep just having referendums until they get the decision that they want, because she wants to remain in Europe, or do we keep begging to an unelected board that have been, you know, raping us and robbing us for 40 years?
I hear you. I you know what? I don't get why you wouldn't want to run your own life. I don't get why you wouldn't want your sovereignty back. Unless they get you totally, like they sounds like they're trying to do, is to convince you that you can't make it without them.
Yeah. Well, we did before, and we will again. I mean, they were even saying a couple of weeks ago, oh, where are you going to get the fish and chips from? Which I just thought was hilarious. You know, we're meters away from the ocean. You know, we grow our own potatoes in England. And so, you know, we'll still have fish and chips. It's all the scaremongering. But the thing that kind of concerns me is that she should never, Theresa May should never have been put in charge of dealing with Brexit, because she didn't want it. You know, it to me, it was just, you know, you don't put an alcoholic in charge of closing down the bar, do you?
No. No, and again, it, you're right. She didn't want it. But it's not the same. It's really not the same there. I mean, the people have said, it only goes to show you, the people who've spoken there, obviously your legislators don't really give a crap. Ours don't either. You know, when we speak about things, they don't really care what we have to say. And I'm not so sure, you know, I'm becoming tainted, because I'm not so sure anymore that just voting them out is going to fix everything. You've got to get a bunch of people there with a spine that are willing to drive things home, do not want to get we should elect a bunch of people that don't want to get reelected. Just get in there, get it done. Don't give a crud what other people say, and just get it done, right?
Well, yeah. Well, one of the things I've been advocating for here in the UK is term limits, because if you're a career politician, it's only about feathering your own nest. After your first or second term of office, it's not really about helping people, because what much more can you do? What much more fresh vision? And I think that's part of the ideology with, you know, in America, where we can, you know, a president can only have two terms of office. But Larry just said something very interesting in the live feed that I'd forgotten about regarding Nigel Farage, you know, who's a good pal of the Donalds. He's just started the Brexit Party. And actually, I'm thinking of supporting them, because that's the closest thing to conservatism in America that I can see in the UK. And I get messages from people all the time saying I should be supporting Theresa because she's a conservative. But she's not a conservative. You know, she's conservatism-like, if that. And I cannot support something that I don't hold truck with, because, you know, it's not about the name. It's about what they do, you know?
Well, explain to people, if it's their first time tuning in, listening to you. You and I have talked about this plenty of times, but conservatism, liberalism in England is totally different than it is here in America, right?
Oh, absolutely. Well, before I came back to live in America, I hadn't lived in America as an adult, and I'd been a lifelong, what you would consider a liberal, but I was never a liberal. I was a Democrat, and in the UK I supported Labour. And now when I've come back to England, it's all kind of turned on its head, because both parties are very liberal. The conservatism that I learned about and fought for to be a part of in America, literally, it's just nothing like the conservatism in England, because, you know, the conservatives here are, you know, they're pro-abortion, you know, they're kind of like anti-capital punishment. You know, you do these checklists of, are you a conservative or are you a liberal? I don't think they know what they are here, and that rather concerns me, because if you can't set out your platform as to what you represent and what you support, how am I supposed to support you?
Oh, I agree with you, and the way you've been talking and others have been talking about it, you know, I've learned a lot about you know, British politics. But I tell you what I love, though, you know, and I've told you this a million times. I mean, it's kind of a toss-up, which I like better. Either I like the British Parliament or the Taiwanese Parliament. I mean, they throw stuff at Taiwan. I think that's what's exciting to me. You know, you guys, you insult in such a gentlemanly manner.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
And you still have the guys with the big wigs, too.
Yeah,
that's
they say,
that's cool.
my honorable, the honorable gentleman across from me is an idiot. You know, it's like, you know, they go in with all of that, like, preempted, like, social charm and then follow it up, with something like that. But I think the concern is that the politics everywhere is on its knees because, you know, my father predicted this as well. You know, 20, 25 years ago, he said political correctness was going to kill us. And we've spent the past 20 to 25 years, kind of making excuses for people and not wanting to talk about the issues with regards to immigration, Muslims, all of these things. And now we're reaping what we've sown. And the concern for me is that this country is not the country that I left. To go back to America, it really right. isn't. And it's changed. You know, the landscape, the political landscape has changed in such a detrimental way. You know, you can't even have a disagreement now without getting arrested politically. And that worries me. Because as a commentator, I've got to have my say. I've got to say what I do.
And Xander, they're in England, hate speech is very ambiguous, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know? I mean, the police can actually walk up to you on the street when you're doing a little protest or what have you, certain key phrases or catchphrases actually could be arrestable, couldn't it?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because you can be charged with trying to overthrow the government. I mean, I want protests. I want there to be, you know, I want a revolution, but I want a peaceful revolution. I don't want people to kill each other. But I think it's because both sides of the pond, we've been so sedate for so long. I don't know, maybe it's something they're putting in the water, but, you know, people are actually starting to get to a point now where they're not happy with the way that things are. If we are all going to live together, it takes for us all to kind of respect one another, and that's not happening.
You would think
because
at this
you can't
point,
come to my country and tell me that your religion is better than mine and it should replace it. Because if it's that good, why have you come here to live here?
Yeah, why didn't it work out where you came from? But Elizabeth must be getting a little nervous right now. It probably reminds her of the days of the original revolution that she was part of.
Yeah, she speaks fondly of you. She said she's spoken to you before.
You know, I can't imagine at some point in time the English people aren't going to rise up and go, okay, enough. We've had enough of this. You won't listen to us. We'll get rid of a lot of you. Some of you are going to die off here soon anyhow, but we'll get rid of a lot of you. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. The Queen may or may not be with us, and that has a whole bunch of meanings to it. We'll be back in a minute.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
All right, I'll give you a minute to shake off some of that energy. Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. You can sit down now. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. Let me bring him on. I always enjoy when he's on with me. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week, to kind of kick off the weekend. Xander, thanks for being with me. And in case we get stuck for time, tell people where to find you.
Well, thanks for having me. And it's xandergibb.com. Everything is there. You can check it out.
I know. It takes me 10 minutes to explain where to find me. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow.
It's your age, Joe.
It's anyway,
where's that mute button?
I have caller ID. I know when you're calling me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get the hint? All right. Anyhow, I even forgot what we would see. You threw me for a loop. What we were talking about? I wrote it down and I lost it. Where'd it go? Oh, there it is.
We were talking about Brexit and Theresa May's inability to restore sovereignty.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think to your point, you're right. I mean, she doesn't want it, period. And I think they should just break away without worry, without fear, without worrying about having an agreement. Just go for it. What are they going to do?
I don't think they can do very much at all. I think that their fear is in the EU is that once the UK pulls out, that the other countries are going to pull out too. So the fat checks are going to stop coming in. And I don't mean large women from Czechoslovakia. and so they're not going to have that income anymore. And the thing is that, you know, all this talk of a divorce settlement, they shouldn't get a penny. They've had enough for 40 years. And if they haven't had enough by now, tough. You ain't getting any more.
No, I agree. Listen, if they would just simply break away, I mean, just simply do it. Break away, right? America will come along. The U.S. will come alongside you. We'll become trading partners. They're going to have to use us for, you know what I'm saying? They're going to have to be with us because we can bring them to their knees, can't we?
Yes, exactly. And I kind of wish Donald Trump was dealing with Brexit, because he would not put up with any of this BS. He would have just been right, we're out. We're kind of, you know, we're standing on our own. We don't need you. Thank you very much. And good night. Whereas Theresa May is kind of like bowing and scraping and, you know, it's really kind of disconcerting when the leader of the country that you live in is bowing to an unelected panel of people and begging them for concessions that we don't even, you know, we can leave the EU at any time. That's what Article 50 is about. Let's just execute Article 50. Let's leave. And if they want to put into practice some new deals and they want to continue some of the ones that have been going, that's fine. But don't package it up like it is right now and call it a new deal. You know, who do they think they are, the Democrats?
No, anyway, they want to slap a new coat of paint on something and call it something that isn't. I'm okay with that because I don't listen to them. I could care less. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm done with it. But so you ready for this? I mean, I know you got I like to start off the conversations in this light when it comes to these people. Why do we give a crud what celebrities think or say? So Justin Bieber now has come out, and he says he wants Laura Ingram fired. For what? She hurt his widow feelings? I got to ask. And be clean. Don't do that.
I'm always clean. So this rapper who recently died, they wanted her to have this tribute, and basically Laura Ingram called it out and said why should she give any credence or respect to Nipsey Hussle after her performance on a track that was called F-U-C-K Donald Trump. And so I kind of see her point, but then, you know, other liberals are weighing in on this, like Billy Baldwin's, you know, libtard, tearaway son-in-law, Justin Bieber, said, you know, Laura should be fired for the things that she said. And I watched it. You know, she wasn't very pleasant, but she wasn't out and out disrespectful. She just said, why should I, you know, be respectful about her when she can't be respectful about my president? And you know what, Laura, I know you're listening because I know you're a big fan of mine and Joe's. You know, good on your girl. Because we cannot be bowing to these liberals. And, you know, when people like him and Chrissy Teigen, you know, Chrissy Teigen bending around and calling Laura a white supremacist. You know, I asked them on Instagram, say, does that make her a yellow supremacist then? Because she's Asian. Now, I'm not racist, but if it's racist for me to say she's a yellow supremacist, surely it's racist for her to say I'm a white supremacist, or that Laura Ingram is a white supremacist.
No, I was just talking about this the other day, and I said it's really so funny how they call God, what the heck's his name? Like last night, Corey. They call Corey Duncan racist. He's a black man.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, I love this stuff when I hear it. And it's just interesting when you go, they have no clue as to what they're talking about. They've thrown this word around so much that most people don't even know what it means anymore, right?
Absolutely. It's kind of like, You know, I identify as a nationalist in the UK, and that's become a dirty word. But for me, nationalism is actually about caring about your country and wanting to put the residents that are from your country first. So that's been a word that's been bastardized. And they've done the same with the phrase white nationalism. And it's concerning. With the phrase nationalism, you know, they add the word white to it, and this white supremacy stuff.
Right.
And what they actually intend to do is to cause for us to be seen in a different light by adding these things to those words and phrases that are not really true.
No, and again, they've made, you and I have had this conversation before, for those of you tuning in for the first time, it's amazing. They have, if somebody called you or I a racist 10 years ago, 12 years ago, I know your character. I would sit back and have to think for a while. And I'd have to think, what am I saying? What am I putting out there? Why would somebody call me a racist? Is that really what I'm putting out there?
Yeah.
Now when they say it, what do? You go, whatever. I mean, isn't that how you feel? Because it's just, it's something they throw to try to scare, see if they can get you and scare you, right?
It's more when you find yourself defending it, you know.
Yeah.
But what I love is that when liberals call me a racist, my black friends will come on and say, "Don't you call my Xander a racist? I'm black, and he's been my friend for 20 years, and he's definitely not racist." And I kind of love that. But we shouldn't have to do that, and we shouldn't have to rely on people to do that.
Nope.
Because they're not worth a response.
No. You're exactly right.
I'm glad you didn't disagree, because that would make you homophobic.
Oh, God. Yes, of course it would. You know, as funny as that is, it's so true, is it not? I mean,
isn't it?
You have to watch everything you say and how you say it. You know, we couldn't say anything about Obama because that made us racist. Anytime you criticized him for anything you felt he did wrong, meant you were racist. And I'm going, no, it just means I don't agree. How's that? It's really that simple. Why
Absolutely.
Is this a problem?
I wrote an article a couple of years ago. I think you reprinted it on your website. I said that in this case, then, anyone that disagrees with me is xenophobic. And people were like, oh, people were up in arms about it. You can't go making up words like that. Well, don't say things like I'm racist or I'm homophobic because I disagree with someone that's, I mean, God forbid I disagree with someone who's black and gay. I mean, what will I be then?
Yeah. Again, we need to take the words back. We need to take our you know, conversations back. We need to take it all back because we've allowed them to hijack this. You know, I was sitting with somebody the other day about what's going on in this country and what's going on in the Christian community. I said, this is all our fault. We kept backing away, going, oh, we don't have a right to push ourselves on them. Oh, we don't have a right to say anything about this. And it's like, really? They do it to us. They do it to us all the time. And every time you step back, you're giving them more ground. And you know what's going to end up happening? You're going to end up backing up to the cliff, and then what are you going to do? Right?
Yeah, I'm just laughing at what Larry just wrote. I said, what would they be calling me if I was black and gay? And Larry says, Smollett. That is perfect, Larry. Thank you.
Yeah.
It really does concern me because, you know, the thing is, Joe, I do love everybody, but I won't be told how to live. I won't be told how to talk, and I won't be told who to pray to. And if people remember those things, they're absolutely going to get on fine. If you're not a nice person, then you're not a nice person, whether you happen to be black or Asian or white or whatever. You know, the color of your skin for me does not come into it.
Don't care.
I don't.
Yeah, I know you don't.
I don't.
You know, we all said the same thing. I used to joke. Remember, who was it? The little black guy there in you know who? He lost all kinds of weight. I'm trying to get his name out of my head. Never mind. I'll remember the next hour.
Al Roker.
Now, Al Roker's a nice guy. This guy's not so nice. Anyway, Joe Lucido, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Standard, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
A lot of crazy stuff next hour. Don't go far. I'm telling you, you're going to miss a lot of fun.